a nutshell, this is a respiratory virus that is uncommon, although it's part of a common family of viruses called enteroviruses.
Dr. Stephen Lana has been keeping a close watch on information provided by the Center for Disease Control. This respiratory virus, known as D68, is now affecting some children in the Buffalo region. And as city school students complete their first full week of school today, Lana believes it's important to arm parents with information about symptoms and how the spread of this virus can be prevented.
There's no vaccine, there's no specific treatment, and from what we know thus far, most individuals who get it are likely to have a mild cold-like illness. So what parents and caretakers need to be aware of is that any child that has what appears to be a cold but rapidly becomes worse, and by that I mean within 24 to 48 hours, should be seen by their primary care doctor, particularly if that child has asthma.
Is that correlation to the fact that the kids returned to school and the spread of it? Is that what happened?
I don't know, because the start of this outbreak in the Midwest was in the summer before kids were in school. So Kansas City and Chicago experienced this in August. So I don't think that necessarily returning to school was a trigger here.
Lana says the best advice is similar to an outbreak of the flu. Wash hands, avoid touching eyes, nose, mouth, and disinfect surfaces and commonly used items. The virus seems to mainly affect elementary-age students. But at this time, the schools have not indicated any increase of absenteeism. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.